the false mirror presents us with this enormous, lashless eye. Its iris is very implausibly filled with this luminous, cloud-swept blue sky. And then right at dead center is this matte black, opaque disc that doubles as its pupil.
Curator Anne Umland.
I think it's an interesting title, The False Mirror, in the sense that it raises questions about optical vision and the difference between an eye and a mirror. And one could think about the way, I suppose, that a mirror provides a mechanical reflection, but that the eye is always selective and always subjective in what it sees. The notion of vision, of external sight, was one that the Surrealists problematized. Optical vision was limited in the view of many of the Surrealists. Just because you can see something doesn't make it real. And inner vision, hallucinations, dreams in a Surrealist world have just as much reality as visible external phenomena. Now, how the false mirror fits into that is kind of interesting because, in a way, it's an eye that's all-seeing, but at the same time, that dead, black, opaque dot in the center, it's like the end of sight.